AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In a stunning reversal outside Chicago, Robert Cremo III, the man accused of killing seven people at a 4th of July parade 2 years ago, rejected a deal to plead guilty and spend the rest of his life in prison. Cremo is scheduled for trial in February. There were two rulings today from the Supreme Court. The justices sided with the Biden administration in a dispute with Republican-led states over how far the federal government can go to stop controversial social media posts on topics including the coronavirus pandemic and election security. The Supreme Court also overturned the bribery conviction of a former Indiana mayor in an opinion that narrows the scope of public corruption law. Tomorrow night is debate night for President Biden and Donald Trump. In the House, California Democrat Pete Aguilar says women's rights will be an important part of this debate.
Joe Biden will be standing on the debate stage tomorrow defending the right of women to seek an abortion, and Donald Trump must own his devastation. His devastating Supreme Court justices who have caused this pain to so many across our country.
For Republicans, House Speaker Mike Johnson is sure Donald Trump is ready.
Which Joe Biden's going to show up? Look, my summary is this. It doesn't matter if he drinks a whole gallon of energy drinks. He's not going to be able to match the acumen and the readiness of Donald Trump. And that's what we expect.
The AP's Amelia Thomas DeVoe reports a new AP NORC poll shows there are not a lot of good feelings for either candidate.
It found that more than half of Americans are dissatisfied with Biden as the likely nominee, and more than half are also dissatisfied with Trump.
It was a brief first day in the espionage trial in Russia for Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. National Security spokesman John Kirby says Gershkovich is not a spy.
Russia has failed to justify Evan's continued detention. He, like fellow American Paul Whelan, is simply being used as a bargaining chip.
This is AP News. An execution is scheduled later today in Texas. The AP's Rita Foley has the story.
Romero Gonzalez admitted that he kidnapped Bridget Townsend, his drug dealer's girlfriend, then sexually assaulted her and shot her dead. She was 18. Her remains weren't found until 2002, 2 years after she vanished, when Gonzalez, having received two life sentences for kidnapping and raping another woman, led authorities to the spot in southwest Texas where he left her body. Gonzalez's lawyers have asked the Supreme Court to stop tonight's execution, arguing that he's taken responsibility for what he did, and that a prosecution expert witness now says he was wrong in testifying that Gonzalez would be a future danger to society. The victim's brother says the family doesn't seek revenge, but closure and a measure of peace after years of heartache. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.